Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls over Israel, temperatures are mild across the country. In Tel Aviv, it's a pleasant evening with a light breeze. Jerusalem is experiencing cooler temperatures. In Haifa, the night is clear and calm. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has halted strikes in Gaza after weeks of increased casualties, as the balance of power seeks Hamas disarmament, reported earlier this hour. Also, the Times of Israel notes that the co-chair of the Democratic Socialists of America is defending support for Hamas, suggesting the October 7th attacks were inevitable, and questioning Israel's right to self-defense, as reported in the past hour. Also this hour, JNS highlights comments from U.S. diplomat Mike Huckabee, who warns that Iran's ballistic missiles can now reach European cities, raising concerns about potential threats to the United States. Separately, Mariv reveals that the IDF has admitted to avoiding the eviction of illegal outposts, with 660 incidents of nationalist crime recorded in the West Bank earlier today. And finally, Forward reflects on Netanyahu's decision not to accept Trump's Gaza exit plan, suggesting that the October 2023 massacre by Hamas has confirmed Israel's distrust of the organization, reported earlier this afternoon. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted just minutes ago that Colombia has officially reaffirmed Israel's sovereignty over the Golan Heights due to regional unrest. David M. Friedman, former U.S. ambassador to Israel, posted earlier today praising Colombia's decision, encouraging more nations to follow suit in recognizing Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Open Source Intel, an open source intelligence analyst, writing on X just now, also confirmed Colombia's recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF halting strikes in Gaza, the Jerusalem Post reports that defense officials have missed opportunities to target Hamas operatives. This decision comes after weeks of escalated fatalities in the region. The move may indicate a shift in tactics as diplomatic efforts for disarmament continue. This pause in military action could provide a brief respite for civilians in Gaza. Turning to the defense of Hamas by the Democratic Socialists of America, the Times of Israel highlights the controversy as their co-chair calls the recent attacks inevitable and disputes Israel's right to defend itself. This stance has sparked significant backlash, potentially affecting U.S.-Israel relations and public opinion. Meanwhile, JNS reports on Huckabee's warning about Iran's missile capabilities. With European cities now in range, the threat extends beyond regional borders. This raises urgent questions about global security and the need for international cooperation to address Iran's military advancements. In the West Bank, Mariv discloses the IDF's decision to avoid evicting illegal outposts. The incidents of nationalist crime and targeted attacks against security forces underscore ongoing tensions. This revelation could impact future policy decisions and the stability of the region. Finally, Forward examines Netanyahu's rejection of Trump's Gaza exit plan. The October 2023 massacre has reinforced Israel's distrust of Hamas. This decision may influence future diplomatic and military strategies, with implications for regional peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that Rafael's CEO Yoav Torgeman has revealed a breakthrough with the Iron Beam, intercepting dozens of UAVs. This innovation places Rafael at the forefront of defense technology in Israel, enhancing national security. Separately, Tech reports that SciPlay has cut 20 jobs at its Israeli gaming hub. The operation, partly acquired in 2014, represents a significant portion of the company's global workforce. This move reflects broader industry trends and economic pressures. And finally, Mariv Business notes that Mark Zuckerberg has announced a major investment in Meta's AI future. With hundreds of billions allocated, this initiative could transform the tech landscape with potential ripple effects on Israel's tech sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.